Section 2. You will hear an introductory talk in a museum. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now, listen carefully to the first part of the talk and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good afternoon. I'm Ian Smith and I'll be your guide today. I'm delighted that all of you took the time to come. Our Natural History Museum is a remarkable place, full of fascinating things to see and learn. And this tour was designed especially to familiarise all of you with what it has to offer. We will cover a lot of ground in the next 45 minutes, so there won't be time enough to see the exhibits in depth. My goal is instead that you will finish the tour knowing your way around and feeling eager to return and explore at your leisure. But before we begin, I'm just going to run through the rules and responsibilities that apply to visitors to our collections. Don't worry, most of them are common sense. Still, it's essential that everyone comply with these rules, as they're in place to protect our exhibits and ensure that everyone has the best possible experience while they're here. First of all, we ask that you refrain from taking any refreshments into the museum. We take this rule very seriously, and anyone who breaks it will be asked to leave immediately. Handling the exhibits is also prohibited. Indeed, most are behind glass, so however tempted you might be, you can't do it. However, where we need to ask you to exercise self-control is in the dinosaur section. Children in particular find it almost irresistible to touch the skeletons. Please don't allow them to. Nevertheless, because we recognize the importance of exploring the world using all the senses, touch included, our special hands-on science lab allows children and adults alike to not only handle, but also experiment on a selection of items from our exhibits. Now, on a lighter note, noise is allowed. What do I mean by that? Well, we are not a library. Yet you would be surprised how many people whisper and converse in hushed tones. While respect for those around us is always a good thing, there is nothing wrong with normal volume conversation and discussion as you explore the exhibits. The only exception to this is in the Night Forest exhibit, which is rather unique. Because the exhibit space is dark, there is a recording playing to provide atmosphere and information, so we ask that visitors remain silent in this space. Finally, I want to talk a little about photography. Whether you use your mobile or a camera, by all means go ahead. The only thing we ask is that you make any resulting images available for public use. In other words, remember that they're not your property, so share freely and don't try to make money from them.
Before the talk continues, you now have some time to read questions 15 to 20. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 15 to 20.
Now, one more thing before we start our tour. I'd like to tell you a bit about how the museum is organized and which exhibits you will find where. I believe you all have the handout, yes? Great. Well, on the second page of the handout is a map of the museum's ground floor. As you can see, just inside the main entrance is an entrance hall. That's where we are now. To the right, next to the fountain, is the gift shop. We used to have a cafe as well at the back of the gift shop, but so many people tried to carry their coffees with them through the museum that finally we closed it. We now use that space at the back of the gift shop as a storeroom, but that's not open to the public. Okay, so to the left is our very popular Night Forest exhibit that aims to recreate the experience of taking a night walk through a tropical rainforest. Now, at the far side of the entrance hall, there is an archway, and when you walk through it, you enter the fossils exhibit. This is where you will see the reconstructions of dinosaur skeletons. From here, if you turned left, you would enter the hands-on science lab, which is a long, narrow space with lots of workbenches and plenty of room for the classes that are sometimes held there. But if you went straight ahead instead, past all the skeletons, you would eventually come to the stairs leading to the second level, where you will find our biodiversity exhibit, where you can see all the different kinds of plants and animals that inhabit Earth. Beside the stairs is the exit, and to the right, tucked away behind the dinosaurs, is the rocks and minerals exhibit, where you can learn all about geography. We have plans to add an extension just outside this summer, which will eventually be an exhibit on the environments of the deepest ocean. But construction hasn't started yet. Now, if everyone will turn the page, we'll talk about what you can find on level 2.
That is the end of section 2. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3,